Hawaii County Film Commissioner Justin Finestone says the state's film commissioners have a three-part job: marketing and showcasing their island, issuing film permits, and acting as a concierge.
When there's a production in town and they run into problems or they need something, they know they can call me and I'm going to jump through hoops for them and try to get them what they need. We help them connect with local people in the industry, behind the scenes or in front of the camera.
Most states offer tax incentives to encourage their state to be used for TV, film, still photography, and new media projects. Hawaii is no exception.
Hawaii has had a film incentive. It's a tax credit since 1997. 20% tax credit for Oahu. On the neighbor islands, it's 25%.
Finestone says the tax credits are crucial, helping attract productions and offsetting the high costs of doing business here. By comparison, the state of Florida used to offer tax credits. When they stopped, many productions and jobs that support them left the state. Finestone says there are direct financial benefits as well.
From 2006 to 2015, production expenditures statewide were $2.2 billion. And in 2015 alone, $243 million statewide. Since July of 2016, here on Hawaii Island, we permitted over 50 productions. And here on Hawaii Island, they've spent about $3.5 million.
In addition to great outdoor locations, Hawaii Island has a 6,000-square-foot studio, a green screen stage, a first-rate sound studio, a production support company, and a stunt training studio. Recent productions filmed on the Big Island include the films Jumanji and Joe the Medicine Runner and Paradise Run, coming to Nickelodeon this fall. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.